Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
John here at The Takeaway. America's exit poll is open. Today, two more voters weigh in on their experience in casting ballots in states that are now taking early votes. Will Robinson, good morning.
Morning.
You're in Bradenton, Florida.
I am.
And you voted.
I already voted. I believe, yesterday.
Where did you go to cast the ballot, and tell us how it went?
Well, I went in Bradenton, Florida, which is where I live, and our early voting precinct is at our supervisor elections headquarters in Bradenton. And it went fine. It was actually very easy. There was about 20, 25 people in line, and once you got into the room, there was about 20, 25 people voting. And it probably took, after you got into the room, all of 5 minutes to cast your ballot.
Were you surprised to see so many people?
I was. I was, actually, because I've done it a number of years. Probably 2 or 3 years I've early voted, and this is by far the most people I've seen in line and in the room when they were voting.
And Cole Hickman, you're on the line from Arizona, right? The home of the Republican presidential candidate, John McCain.
Yes, I am.
And you're an Army reservist and an Iraq war veteran, right?
That's correct.
So tell us about where you voted and how that went.
Well, I voted about 2 miles away from my house at the Tempe Public Library, and it went very well. I went last Friday afternoon at about 2:30, and there were only 5 people there. I voted in a regular voting booth, and I was out of there in about 5 minutes.
And Cole, what motivated you to cast that early ballot?
Well, I always vote early because I can vote at an actual voting booth, but it's also it's a way that I can get it out of the way and have the election day free to do whatever I need to do, usually try and help some other candidates and turn other people out to vote.
And, Will, Florida obviously is a very important state, a critical state. Who'd you vote for and why?
I voted for McCain Palin, and I just liked McCain's economic philosophy much more than Obama's philosophy.
And I should mention, you're actually the president of the Manatee County Young Republicans, so
That's
you're
right.
Very active. Is one of the reasons why you voted early is because you're going to be busy on Election Day?
Just like Cole, yeah, I'll be pretty busy on Election Day, so I wanted to cast my vote early.
And Cole, you're president of the Young Democrats in Arizona and chair and founder of the Young Democrats of America, America Veterans and Military Affairs. Who'd you vote for?
I voted for Barack Obama.
Because?
Well, like you said, I'm an Iraq war veteran, and I'm very concerned about the war in Iraq and our policies there, and I want to make sure that we have a president who's concerned about how many times people like me have to go overseas. I've only been on my first deployment, but I know people who've been on 2 or 3 or 4 deployments, and so I think it's very important that we have a president who keeps that in mind.
Cole, among those people who have had those multiple deployments, do you find a consensus about where to go in the Commander-in-Chief department?
I do, actually. I have a friend who's a Republican up in New York State, and he's always been very excited about voting for Barack Obama and definitely over McCain because of this issue.
Will Robinson, it's been a very long campaign. What do you think was the most crucial event in getting you to make up your mind and say your friends and the people who you think are going to vote like you?
Well, I think the way the economy has turned negatively over the past couple weeks, people are starting to really focus on what the candidates are saying in terms of what their plans are for the economy. And I think a lot of people that I've talked to, actually on both sides that are voting either way, are supporting their candidate because of that candidate's specific views on the economy.
So the economy draws everyone into their candidate more closely. Is
mm-hmm.
That's what you've observed. You know, Will, I have to ask, what happened to the Rays last night, buddy?
Gosh, and that's probably why I sound a little groggy this morning, because I was at the game.
You were at the game.
Oh, yeah, man. I was at the game, and Philly just pitched a little bit better and hit in timely situations a little bit better. So they were a little bit better than us last night. We hope to take care of them tonight, though.
What scares you most, Will, the Philly bullpen or the Barack Obama campaign?
Oh, man. Well, the Philly bullpen has yet to be beaten yet. I think there's something like 16-0 when they've taken the lead in the ninth inning. Brock's pretty undefeatable as well so far, so they're both equally tough, I think.
Even though Cole in Arizona, they'll probably go for John McCain. Interesting observation from Will there.
Definitely.
Thank you both for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Cole Hickman from Tempe, Arizona, president of the Young Democrats of Arizona, and Will Robinson from Bradenton, Florida, president of the Manatee County Young Republicans.
I love talking to voters.